Blog Talk Radio.
Across the high
find favor in your sight. Lord, please, Lord, please.
Everything I need is where. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy, and thank you for joining me on tonight, everybody. I pray that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord. Father God, bless everybody that's under the sound of my voice. Bless everybody that took the time to call in on tonight, Lord God. I pray a special blessing over their lives on tonight, Lord God. Bless them like never before, Lord God. And I ask that you bless to speak on tonight, Lord God. I lift her up to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the rhema word that's going to come out of her mouth on tonight. It's especially for somebody, Lord God. As I yield the floor to her, Lord God, as she teaches us about being created by you, I pray that somebody will listen to this word carefully, and the things that they didn't know about themselves, they will learn on tonight. Once again, thank you, everybody. The next voice you will hear will be that of Prophetess Pate. Amen. Prophetess Pate, you're on the air.
Giving praise to God, who's the head of my life. I want to thank and praise God to come on again, for coming on again on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Prophetess Stacy, Lord, enabling me to come on and speak to you all again. And I want to thank God for tonight, and I thank and praise God for what he's doing for all of us. And I want to thank God for creating all of us. All of us are created in many ways. And I want to thank God for allowing that to come into my spirit and to be able to minister to you all, to let you all know how creative we can be, no matter how things are going in our life, no matter what things are going on, and no matter how we look or how we feel, we're still created by God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for your word. I thank you for being who you are. I thank you for being the creator of all of us. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's listening. I thank you for the one that's going to tune in after the show and listen. And Lord, I also thank you for the one that's going to be online. And Lord God, that's going to ask you, Prophetess Pate, as Prophetess Stacy posts everything, Lord God, that those that are not able to listen and to hear, they will be able to do it afterward. And Lord, I give you thanks and praise for everyone, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask you, Lord, to bless them, give them the ear to hear, Lord, what your spirit is saying. And Lord, most of all, give them the eye to see what you want them to see. And Lord God, help us, Lord God, to know who we are. Help us to know, Lord God, while we are being created, Lord God, while we were created. I thank and praise you for all things and in all things. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Amen. Amen. I want to thank and praise God for his word on tonight. And I hope, pray, and bless you all. Bless you all heart. And I pray to God that God will do what we're asking for him to do, and that's to, if we're not created, we need to ask God what we are here to be created for, because some people don't know why they are created. And I'm going to read something for you. I'm going to read something to you all, and I hope this bless you. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong. Ye are strong in the word of God. Abide in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. 1 John 2:14. Listen to this. This is something God had me to read. I was looking over something. I come upon this man was created to be a winner, to be a winner. The Bible tells us so. The Bible tells us we're a winner. We are created for him. And he wants us to be created for him. And to order for us to be created for him, we got to be used by him. We got to be a vessel for him. We got to live for him. Because you can't know what you're created for if you don't live for him, if you don't have your life in right standing with God. And I thank and praise God. In one part I was reading what God tell us up in Genesis, the first chapter, when he created the heaven, when God created the heaven, how he spoke through everything, how he spoke, everything existed in the name of Jesus. I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I bind every evil spirit and every evil thought that you are trying to do tonight. In the name of Jesus, the word will go forward in Jesus' name. In Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And when he created the heaven and the earth, he created everything that was in the earth. There was nothing, according to the word of God in Genesis, the first chapter. There was nothing. Until Jesus created everything. And when he created everything, the thing what got me, when he created light, it was dark first. It was dark. And he spoke light. When he made light, he named light. He made light day. And when he made light day, he made night darkness. And when he named darkness night. And then he made the water. And he called the water, and he made it he had called it sea. Everything that God did in Genesis 1, he created everything. Everything that he created, God did it. And I thank and praise God for how he created things when we didn't even know it. When we weren't even thought about, God created things. And so it lets me know, if God can create those things, God let me know when I was born, God already knew. He already knew when we was created in our parents' womb. He already knew what we was going to be before we were even formed, before we even came out. He already knew. God knew that we was going to be that singer for him. God knew that we was going to be that minister for him. God knew that we was going to be that prophet. God knew that we was going to be that person that he put out there to help bring people to him. God knew who we was going to be before we even knew ourselves. We was created not just to be down here on earth, just to be here. We was created that we would help bring someone else to Christ. We was created just so we can be able to tell people about God. We was created in our own, God created us in his own unique way. Some people can, and I know I so often tell probably Stacy sometime when we were talking that sometimes God deal with her different. She could get in the word, and God can bless her in the word. She could read the word, and God will bring a message out of that word. Sometimes I can read it, but God don't always deal with me the way he deal with her. God will bring that word. He will bring it to me in a different way. And it's not that because what she said is not, and what I is not right, or what I said is not wrong or something. God knows. It all means the same thing, but it being in different ways. God do things different in our life. He does. And I always be told that I have a big mouth. And I'm always told that I don't mind telling people about themselves, or either I'm telling myself, telling my business, or and somebody else too. But see, God created me that way. See, if you all don't know, the word starts at home first. Charity starts at home first. Whatever you do, it starts at home. And when you go out there, you got to always know, when you're a ministry, whatever you're doing, prophesying, singing, giving God worship, or coming up ministering to music, whatever you do, it starts with you first. It don't go to that person out there first, or that audience out there first, or the congregation first. It starts with you first. and then you go out there and you do what God tells you to do. Always remember, that's why we got to line our life up with the word of God. We can't live any kind of old way. If God created you to be these things and to be ministers for him and to be a help to one to another, then we can't be out there abusing the gift that he have given us. We can't even let people stop us and the anointing that's on our life. We can't even allow the enemy to come in and abuse the gift. And I'm talking to myself tonight on this, because God created me. I've been in the ministry, and I've been saved since for 20-something years now. And I used to sing all the time. I used to sing all the time. And now I don't do that. I don't do that no more like I used to. I'll sing sometime around the house, but when I'm out in church and stuff, I don't do much singing like I used to. And it's because I allow the enemy to come in. I allow the enemy to come in and steal my joy, and I tell God all the time, Lord, if it's your will for me to sing again, Lord, you make that happen, because you can't. Sometimes we'll put down what God created us to do because of what people say, because of work. Sometimes you can't use your gift because of where you at. You're at that place. And they won't accept you. But see, we still got to use our gift. If it ain't nothing, sing around the house, or maybe someone may want you to come out and minister to their heart with your singing. Do it. God created you to do these things. Don't let the enemy come in and cause you to not be creative. God created you to do these things, and he wants us to go forward to him. We can't worry about people. See, that's a lot of things. We worry about man. And I thank and praise God he delivered me from that worry and thinking about what man say or how people may look at things and how people may. I don't even worry about that anymore, because the glory goes to God. It don't go to man. Always remember, whatever God created you here to do, do it. And you do it with a willing heart. Do it because you love the Lord. Do it because you know that God is getting the glory out of everything that you do. And I thank and praise God for being who he is, for creating me just like he wants me to be. Somebody say, well, but I have a disability. Then so what? God can use you still. God can use you no matter what. Some people, when I read in the Bible, whereas a whole lot of people have different talent, they have different gifts, and some of them have a deficiency, but God still used them. I don't care if you're short. I don't care if you're tall. I don't care if you're skinny. I don't care if you're fat. I don't care how you are. You still was created to be something in life. You was created, and you are worthy to do the things that God called for you to do. Don't let nobody belittle you. Don't do that. Always remember to ask God to give God your best. God, give him your best. When he gave his son, he gave his son to us, and that was all. That was all he had. That was his only son. And if he could give his only son and give his all, then he accept us to do the same thing, because that's what he created us to be. That's how he want us to be. He want us to give our all to him just like he gave his all and his only. God created, and I like the way God do things. Everything he did in Genesis, he spoke. When he spoke, it happened. And when it happened, he called it name. Man didn't do anything. Like we say things, I'm guilty of this sometimes too. We'll say, this world is ain't gonna be long standing. It's not the world. It's not the world. It's people in the world that make things go on like it does. It's not the world. We say that sometimes. It ain't even the world. The world ain't doing nothing, though. It's just standing there. It's just doing what it do. It just doing what it do. It's just the people in the world that's so wicked, that's so evil. And I pray for all of those that don't understand the way God created them. And some may say, well, prophets pay. I don't know what I'm created for. I don't know what I'm created to do. Okay, good question. Pray. Pray and ask God to show you what you're created to do, what he made you to do for him. God, we got some anointed people on earth. We got some anointed people. We do. But you know what? They anointed, but they don't use it according to God's will. They don't use the anointing of God that God have on their life. They don't sing. And I know it's some people that can really sing, but they don't sing. They don't sing like God created them to sing. And then you got some that speak, and they're also speakers. And you even got some people that got the word of God in them, got a prophecy, got the word of God in them, and they won't even share what God has given them because of what men or people may say or think. We can't worry about that. We got to be created, y'all. We got to give God his best. If he gave his best when he created and spoke everything in existence, we got to give him our best. And guess what? According to the word of God, we got the power to speak things too. We got the power to speak things into. But you got to be in right standing with him. You can't live any kind of old way. You can't. You can't live raggedly. You can't live like that. You can't live foul. You can't live like that. You got to give yourself to God. Well, then we always use the saying, "Say, well, we're human, or flesh." That's true. That's true. When you get up in the morning, you got to make flesh die. You got to talk to flesh. You got to tell flesh sometimes to know that ain't what we're supposed to do. Get the word of God. The word of God will help us to pick up where we're supposed to be at. He'll show us where we're liking. The word of God will show us where we're liking. And I promise you, excuse me, God is always there when we need him, always. Step in right on time. And if you ask God what you're created to do, he will do it. And I thank and praise God. There's so many created things. That so many created people in the word of God. There's so many things that was done in God. And I thank and praise God. Look at how Noah built the ark. He was created to do that. If he was not, God would have not told him to do it. It took him a minute before he done it when he was hearing for God, but he did it. And I couldn't build no ark. That ain't what I was created for. I couldn't build nothing. But he was created to do those things. Look at David. He was able to fight the giant, as short and small as he was. Look. But God knew who could take him down, because if he didn't, he would allow him to fall. God knew he know what we created to do. He knows. That's why he did. That's why he create us in many ways, in different ways. And just because you do it that way, and I may say something this way, that don't mean God didn't say it. It don't mean he didn't say it. We got to stop worrying about what people think, how people feel. We got to stop worrying about that. Look at how Jesus did Mary. Look how he went to Mary and he went and told Mary that she was going to give birth to Jesus. Look what happened. He created her just to carry that child, just to carry that child for 9 months. He knew that she was clean, a clean vessel that he could use by him to carry the word. And in the word to tell us, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word is God. It's the word. She was carrying the word of God, y'all. Look at how God blessed her. And she gave birth to Jesus. And when she did what God had told her to do, then she went on and she kept doing what she was created to do. And I thank and praise God for many people in the Bibles was created. They was made to be created what God wanted them to be. And I thank and praise God for all the created peoples in the world. And I thank and praise God for all the created ones in the Bible. And all we have to do is look and read the stories of certain ones in the Bible. And it's something in from Genesis to Revelation. It's something in there that you can read, and it will bless your heart. Because the Word of God tells us whatever we need, whatever we want, it's in the Word of God. Let's be created. Let's ask God to show us if we don't know what we are created for. And everyone down here is created for something. Even that drunk out there is created for something. That drug addict is out there. They created. Don't look down on those people. Because when God delivered them, and when they come out of wherever they at, you're going to help. It's going to be a great church. It's going to be a great church. Some of the very ones out there that we look down on, that we think that's nothing, God created them too. And he created them, but they just don't know what they're being created for. But he loved them too. The only difference between them and us, they are not out there, they are not serving God, but we are. But God created them still. They just not live to according to his will. So that's why we got to live according to God's will. People watches us. They watches how we live. Let's be created. Whatever you are created to do for God, do it. And when you do it, give it your all. Give God your glory. Give God your best. Always learn to ask God to show you how to show you what you are created for. I thank and praise God. I always hear a lot of people, even my family members, tell me sometimes, and I always hear this all the time. It's like a clinic in your house. Everyone come to me about certain things. If they need counseling, I'm here. If they need me to minister to them, I'm here. If they're sick and they don't want to go to the doctor, sometimes they'll call me. And they'd be like, ooh, I don't feel so good. Ooh, I don't feel so bad. What would you do? And I would give them some, tell them what to do. And then sooner or later, they'll feel better. Even some, they even them cut their hand. I'm like, Lord, I don't even have a doctor degree. I don't have none of these things. But see, God will create you in your own unique way. See, God knew, I got two kids. And God knew that I was going to need to know something. And that's why He put it on my heart to do these things. God showed me. Some things God just tell me what to do. I don't even ask nobody. I have never heard. Sometimes some stuff God just tell me and I will do it. God created us to do things in many ways. For example, my oldest daughter was not long. She was coming down with a cold. She got sick. And then she bothered with her throat. She don't like for her throat to bother her. Nobody do. And I boiled some tea on the stove, and I fixed her a little something called a little tart. And sooner or later, she started feeling better. She said her throat wasn't hurting anymore. And I always pray over what I do, because when you pray over it, the anointing of God will come in like a flood, and it will heal. And once she started feeling better, and she started coming back to herself, and all I could do is give God the glory. Because if you go to the doctor, you're going to be paying out way more than what you spent for that tea. You're going to be paying out. So I just went to Dr. Jesus. He just directed me what to do, and I did it. So I thank God that she's feeling better now. Let us ask God how to show us what he created us for. I know what I'm created to be. And I told God if he would allow me a chance, and I try every chance I can to sing a little bit, and I minister some, I prophesy some, and I thank and praise God for what he's given me. And somebody out there right now got a word for you. You are created. You are created on this earth to do something, and you're not doing it. And you wonder why everything is coming up against you. God told me to tell you to step out on faith, work your faith, do what he put you here to be created for. Don't sit down on your gift. Your gift would make room for you. God told me to tell you. I don't know who it is, but God told me to tell you. Somebody may be listening now, or somebody may be listening afterwards, but it's for them. You know who you are. God says, stop sitting down on it. Stop looking at how people feel and how people think about you. When you give God what due to him, you sing to the glory of God, you give him praise and worship, you minister, you pray, you prophesy, however God put it in your heart to do. You don't worry about what man say, because see, man have nowhere to put you. But if you do it for God, you're going to go all the way. And I thank and praise God. So do. Stop sitting down on what God gave you. God is watching you. He's looking at you. Give God your best. Give him your best. And as I always hear Proverbs Station say sometimes, give God your best fruit. Give him your best fruit. And you know who you are. I want you to trust him. Trust him in what you do. Trust him in all things that you do. Let's be created, y'all. Let's give our all to God. Let's do what God created us to do. And sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough. I know I'm not. I'm not doing enough. But when I do give glory to God and give him what he created me to do, I feel better. And I'm going to continue on to pray and ask God, Lord, to help me to be more creative. Some of y'all out there can be created, but you got to trust God. Don't live any kind of old way. God's glory can't come in like that. You can't hear from him if you live in any kind of old way. And another thing, watch your surroundings. Watch who you hang with. Watch who you talk to. Watch where your eyes go. Who your eyes are watching. We have to be careful of those things because not everybody has your best interest. You can't walk hand in hand with everybody because somebody is jealous and they're going to always have something negative to say. It's never going to be nothing good. It's never going to be nothing good. Be careful. Sometimes God can't show you what you are created because of your surroundings. Who you are, those people will tear your anointing down. They will cause you not to go forward than what God has for you, what God wants you to be. We have to be careful. We don't need everything in our ear. We don't need to see everything with our eyes. And we got to watch everything that come out of our mouth. We got to be careful. Pray and ask God to show us how to be created. To show us what we are created here to be. You know what you are created to do. Walk in that authority that God put you here for. When you was born, God created you, and he didn't create you for nothing. He created you because he know there's a gift in you. There's something precious. And he wants it to come forward. He wants that to be seen. Don't you know how he made you to be created? You can help somebody else. You can help somebody else come show their gift. Share their gift what God gave. That's why he created us, so we could be created one to another. I thank and praise God for the message on tonight. I thank and praise God for everyone that was listening. I thank and praise God for being who he is. Let us be created. Be what God called us to be, and that's created by him. We know we see a lot of people out there. We see a lot of actors. Some of you all create that. I hear it all the time sometimes. Some of you all are created to act, and some of you all just, you're created to dance. You're created to, when I mean dance, I mean you can dance. I sometimes the Holy Spirit will come upon me when I'm in church, and I would hear one of the mothers say, I've never seen no one dance with their high heels on. And when they dance with their high heels on, most people's shoes fall off their feet. Mine be still on. And she said, I've never seen nothing like that before. I mean, I dance, and when the Holy Spirit come up on me, I dance, and I dance, and they say my shoes be still right on my feet. They don't come off. And I've never seen it. So all I can say, it's God, because I don't be paying that no attention. I don't pay it no attention because I be up on the anointing of God to where God just flow. And I just thank and praise God for his Holy Spirit. So let's use what God given us, the gift to be created. Let us thank God for everything that he do for us. I thank and praise God for everything. I'm going to pray. And when I pray, if it's you not doing what God created you to do, ask God to teach you. Ask God to help you. Ask God to, Lord, help me not to worry about what people say or think. Lord, let me use my gift. Let me use what you created. Let me do what you created me to do. God created many things in this world. He created many gifts. There's many gifts out there. It's different talents. And God didn't give us these talents for to sit down on them. And he didn't create us for nothing. He created us that we may do his will and that we may be a minister for him and help those that don't know him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for being so good to my sister, to my brother. Lord, I thank you for being good to them, Lord God. And Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to open up their wisdom. Open up their knowledge, Lord. And Lord God, I ask you in your name, Jesus, that you will show them what they are created to be. Show them what they are created to do. Lord, let them use your gift, Lord God, according to your will, not man's will, but your will. Lord, open up their mouth, Lord God, that they will be able to sing your praises. Lord, open up their ears that they will be able to hear your voice, that they will give your people, that boy, that girl, that man, that woman, the word of God. Lord, help them, Lord God, to open up their heart, Lord, that they will receive you, that they will be able to get up and do do what you created them to do. Lord, touch them right now. Lord, we bind and we come against Satan right now. We take authority over them right now. You don't belong there. God created me. Say, God created me. God created me to make me his praiser, to make me his worshiper, to make me sing to his glory. God created me to be his mouthpiece. Thank you, Lord God, for creating my sister, my brother. Thank you, Lord God, for touching them right now. And, Lord, we speak on tonight, Lord God, after tonight, Lord God, that they will be created, Lord, that they will get created for you, Lord, that they will do what you called them to do and be. Lord, help them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I speak over their life right now. I speak over their life right now that the anointing will come up over them, Lord God, that the anointing, Lord God, will come over them, Lord God, and they will never rest after today. That the anointing will get all in their heart and get all over them, that they will be able to do and call what you created them to be and do. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come against everything the enemy tried to throw at them. I come against any hindering. I come against anything that's trying to attach themselves to them. In the name of Jesus, Satan, take your hands off of them. They don't belong to you. They belong to the King. In the name of Jesus, they was created for God and not you. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for them. And Lord, I give you glory and I give you praise and I give you honor for all things and in all things. Lord, teach us and help us to be creative, what you call us to be. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for being the mouthpiece on tonight. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for Prophet Stacy, Lord God, that you will shine your glory down upon her, Lord. And thank you for letting her be created, Lord God, to be what you call her to be. And, Lord, I thank you for the mentorship program. I thank you for everything that you have put on her heart to do, Lord God, that she may help that woman, that boy, that girl, Lord God, to know where they're being created for. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Lord, I speak healing on somebody. Lord, I speak, Lord, any finance, Lord God, that they need. I speak that you will give them finance, Lord. Lord God, if they need somewhere to stay, Lord God, I ask you, Lord, to open up a door. And, Lord, you pay to be your form, Lord. Cover them, Lord God. Lord, if they hungry, Lord, I speak that food will come from the east, the north, the south, and the west, Lord God. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being who you are and what you are. Thank you, Jesus, because we know that you are able to do it. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you all for listening to me tonight, and I will turn you over to Prophet Stacy.
Thank you, Lord, for the powerful word on tonight. I pray that each of you were blessed, and I want you to know that however you were made on tonight, I thank God for you, and I love each of you. Tonight, the songs that were played were For Your Glory by Tasha Cobbs and Lord, I Love You by Jacalyn Carr. Follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. Follow me on Periscope at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page if you have not done so already. Also, check out the Prolific Fire Ministry website. It's prolificfireministry.com. If you want to know more about salvation, there's 16 benefits of salvation on there. Check that out. Also, join me next week when I will be back and the message will be, God says be. Despite everything that's going on in this world, as believers, there's still only three things that God needs us to be. And if you want to know what those three things are, tune in next week, same time, same place. Right now, if there's anybody on the phone lines and you desire to get right with God, you know you're not right with God, but you need to be, repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner in need of Jesus. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died for me. He died and he got up so that I can change, so that I can live better, so that I don't have to live the way that I've been living. Help me to receive your Son on tonight. Help me to do better. Help me to live a Christian lifestyle. Help me to find a church, Lord, a church that will teach me the word of God. Help me to come out from where I am, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before I go, is there anybody on the phone desiring prayer? Prophetess Pay did such a wonderful job on tonight. I think she covered everything. But if there's still somebody on the phone and you need specific prayer about something that she didn't cover, just in case, if you need prayer, press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you. Press 1, and I will pray with you. If not, throughout the week, if you need prayer or private consultation, you can always reach me by texting or calling 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. And consultation is free, prolificfire@gmail.com. Once again, I love each of you. See you next week.